Thank you so much for jumping in, whether you're watching on YouTube, listening on all the places you listen to podcasts, wherever you're receiving the media. Thank you very much for tuning back into the Cole Evans Podcast. I have Bill Harper with me today. If you are on LinkedIn and TikTok specifically, if you are focused in all things in the marketing industry as I am, Bill Harper is not a new name to you. With over 21,000 followers on LinkedIn, that number seems to be growing by the day, and over 112, the last time I looked, 112,000 of your followers, if you will, Bill, are on TikTok. Bill is the CEO and Chief Creative Officer at WMH in Raleigh, North Carolina. Also has Brand Boss, WMH. Let's kind of differentiate a little bit, Bill. Tell our audience a little bit about, number one, thank you very much for being on the Cole Evans Podcast. Tell our audience a little bit of the difference between WMH and Brand Boss. If they stalk you on LinkedIn, they're going to see that you get two different companies running now. Tell our audience a little bit about those.
Yeah. So WMH is more of a traditional full service agency that focuses on businesses between 25 million and about half a billion.
Okay.
And Brand Boss was really a result of the emerging businesses under 20, 25 million that were interested after I got on TikTok. And there was sort of a groundswell of, hey, can you work with us? Can you talk with us? Et cetera, that came from that. And Brand Boss was a business that we created that scaled down a bunch of those fundamentals that the larger organizations use to help those small companies accelerate their growth and to gain traction.
So, Bill, how long have you been on TikTok?
We just celebrated a year a couple of days ago.
Wow. Okay. So tell me about that journey. Was it Bill sitting around the room with his team and saying, hey, guys, we're getting on TikTok? Or was it like the reluctant pull into the channel?
I was totally shamed into doing it, to be perfectly honest.
Okay, there you go.
Contemporary of mine, Tom, came to me and he said, I think that you should be on TikTok and I think you'd be good at it. And I just laughed at him. I was like, no, I won't even let my kids on TikTok. Like, no, I'm not going to go on TikTok. And he kept after me for months. He kept after me and was like, listen, you really should go on the platform. I don't think you understand what its real value is. You know, you got to kind of look past what you see when you first get there of like kids dancing and lip syncing songs and like all that. He's like, there's actually a lot more to it beneath all that.
Right.
And, you know, he just kept after me. And finally, one day I was like, all right, I'm going to prove him wrong. So I got on and, it blew up. So I went to go prove him wrong and then he proved me wrong. So that's how that started.
So what would you say would be the biggest takeaway, whether it was the first 30 days, I don't really care about the time frame, but just getting started, right? In the first few months, what would you say was your, it looks like you have a few gray hairs in your hair.